Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Marty Walsh is just one of several winners in Massachusetts' mayoral contest yesterday. In Lawrence, voters have given incumbent mayor Dan Rivera another 4 years in office. The new mayor of Newton, Ruth Ann Fuller, will be the first woman to hold the post there. And voters in Framingham have chosen Yvonne Spicer as their first ever mayor. The political outsider defeated former state representative John Stefanini, and Mayor-elect Spicer is with us now. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Still pinching yourself?
I am indeed. I am overwhelmed with joy and also gratitude for the people of Framingham who clearly made their voice heard last night.
Well, Framingham is a new city, the newest city in the state, voting to change from a town to a city earlier this year. So I need to ask, what's your most important priority now for your new city?
Well, the most important priority is the smooth transition, of course, and making sure that as we move forward to becoming a city, that we all are on the same page, that we're working closely with our municipal offices, but also looking at the transition with our new leadership of our district council members. And me personally making sure that I'm connecting with the community, that they understand the process and know that they're an integral part of the process.
Let's talk about some of the challenges. There are plenty of empty offices and shopping plazas in the downtown area of Framingham. It was a big point of discussion during the campaign. What kinds of businesses do you hope to attract, and how will you get them there?
Well, hopefully I will attract some businesses, particularly in high tech and in the STEM field, and some incubator startup businesses, because one of the things that I feel very strongly about, we need to be thinking about the innovative economy and how to grow in Framingham, how to make sure that we have a strong hold on that, where new businesses can start in Framingham and scale up, and also certainly employ all of our residents. And if we have that anchoring, particularly in the downtown, we have an opportunity to make sure all of our other businesses are supported.
Over the last many years, Framingham has been a magnet for immigrants from other countries. What's your message to the immigrant community in Framingham this morning?
You are welcome in Framingham, and that's one of the things that has been a beauty of Framingham, is our very diverse population of immigrants from around the world. And I've, in the 32 years I've lived here, that has been the case. So nothing has really changed about that in Framingham, and I actually feel having our population of immigrants being a part of the government is also critically important, that everyone feels like they have a seat at the table. So that will certainly be a part of my administration.
Let me ask you one more question. It must be exciting to be the first ever mayor of Framingham. You're doing something that hasn't been done before. Is there anything that makes you a little nervous?
You know, I don't think there's anything that makes me nervous. It makes me hopeful that here is a kid from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And even though I've lived here for 32 years, I'm still not a what we call a townie, can come to Framingham and see opportunity. And so this is a representation, being a woman, being a person of color, that transcends what we need in Framingham. What is most important is that we're working together to build our new city.
Yvonne Spicer, Vice President of the Museum of Science in Boston, and this morning, the mayor-elect of Framingham. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.